Question?
Get the aggressiveness and chippiness out of their system this morning, you guess?
No, I think both sessions were very, very good for both clubs. You know, what you saw today is probably the hardest day of training camp, I think, for both clubs, particularly because where we are in camp, how they feel physically, how close we are to playing the ball game. And then when you bring two teams together like that, they forget about everything and just go. So this was quite a challenge for them, for both clubs today, and I thought both clubs did well. You know, they ended up helping each other up off the ground, which is what you like to see, because there's a lot of respect for what people go through at this time in camp.
Jeff, how's Vince progressing?
He's been doing great. You know, I'm very pleased with, his production today. It's proven that he was decisive and made plays. And, you know, for a young quarterback, when you're in a relatively new system and you step on the field and you're up against a completely different defense and you're completing passes, it means you're improving. It was good to see that. And, that he had no preparation whatsoever, as far as their defense is concerned. And that means he's going through his reads, he's going through the progression, and pulling the trigger and making big plays.
An opportunity like this to go against new guys, that's really helpful to him, isn't it?
Well, it's helpful for everybody, but specifically for a young quarterback, it does. It's beneficial, and it just shows, what he did today on the field shows that he's been improving throughout camp. And he just has to keep going and stay with the pace.
Jeff, when you brought in Justin Gage last year, did you believe he had a season in him like he turned in last year?
Well, we saw it. You know, we saw it when we brought him in. We saw it through the OTAs. We saw it through training camp. And, he remained healthy throughout the season. We lost Brandon, and then we lost Roy Dell, and Justin ended up being the guy and became a favorite target of Vince. And that's why we were very excited about getting him back under contract.
What do you like about his game?
Well, one thing that Justin does very well is that he's very good out of frame. He can adjust and make a tough pitch. When you're running routes for a young quarterback, sometimes the ball's going to be a little off target, and he can adjust and make a tough catch, and he did that most of the year.
Coach, you haven't had a chance to look at the tape from the practice, both morning and afternoon. Your first impressions?
Well, I'm very pleased. We the intensity level was there, the emotion. Looks like both teams executed, and it's just great work. It's great work. And tomorrow we'll have a slightly different schedule. Tomorrow will be special teams only in the morning, just for about an hour. And those guys that are not involved in the special teams practice will be inside the bubble, taking a yoga class, of which you will not be permitted to watch. So it'll be interesting to see both sets of offensive and defensive linemen there. And then we'll come back on the field tomorrow and repeat what we did this afternoon.
What do you try to get accomplished the first couple of preseason games?
Well, you're trying to accomplish a number of things. One, you're preparing your starters and your special teams core for the regular season. You're also evaluating some younger players to see if they can, in fact, help in a role on the team. And then you play to win games. You have to teach teams all over again to win games.
Coach, how much has Heimerdinger's presence helped in Vince Young's progression?
Well, we'll have to measure that at the end of the season. Thus far, I think it's been significant. I think Vince, everything about Vince's game and playing the position has improved. And, as we improve around him, he'll get better. But, Mike has had a lot to do with that. Their relationship started early in the spring, and it didn't start on the chalkboard. It started inside with the footwork. And I can see it, and those of us that have seen it, since back in the spring can see the improvement.
Did you expect this morning practice to be a little scuffling as it was?
The first practice out of the blocks anytime you're working against another team has a tendency to be like that. It's almost, they want to earn respect real quick. And we got that put behind us, and we'll have no more issues.
When Jacob Bell hit the market as a free agent, were you guys interested in re-signing him? And was it a case where the money just kind of crazy?
We were very, very much interested in re-signing. We made a concerted effort to try to get him back under contract, but he was advised to wait and get on the market, and it just didn't work out. We're happy for Jacob. We're also happy to have been able to get Jake Scott under contract. So this is a good situation for Jacob, for the Rams, for us, and for Jake Scott.
What do you think Crumple is going to bring to this in particular?
Well, it's experience. It's his ability to get open. He's a big target, especially effective in the plus territory. One of the things about Algie that I think needs to be pointed out is he's an exceptional blocker on the line of scrimmage. So if he can help us in the run game's effective, then that helps our passing game. But Algie in particular, I mean, he's a very experienced tight end that knows how to sit down in zones and get open in man and gets at the right place, and he's got excellent hands.
He told me this morning that he talks to Vince every day. He wants to make sure that he's looking at him.
Yeah, I would think that would be a good thing, is to have a receiver talk to and become good friends with the quarterback.
Jeff, it's a different topic, but you guys see obviously more of the Colts and the Patriots than we do in the NFC. And it seems like they've been able to sustain success where other teams kind of do this. And what about their programs do you see that lends itself to that?
Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. It's pretty simple. And they're very well coached. And they've got excellent personnel departments. And when you've got quarterbacks like both those clubs have, and then you surround them year after year with good people, you're going to be successful.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.